The Daily Office readings for Thursday
from Proper 18 after Pentecost.
The psalm selected for today is Psalm 96. This psalm is a call to all nations to praise the Lord as the only God and to proclaim the glory of his reign throughout the world. An Old Testament anticipation of the world mission of the New Testament people of God. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. The New Testament reading for today is from the book of Acts, chapter 15. This concerns the council at Jerusalem. A party of the Pharisees, new Christians themselves, came to Antioch bringing their Judaic yokes or laws with them, and that these new followers, the Gentiles, couldn't become true Christians unless they also followed the law of Moses, and the test of such compliance was circumcision in this case. Much discussion followed until Peter intercedes, saying the Holy Spirit had been given freely. This is the irrefutable proof of God's acceptance. Through the grace of the Lord, we are saved. Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved." This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear? No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are." The Word of the Lord. The gospel appointed for today is from the Gospel of John. Here we continue to hear about the death of Lazarus. 4 days. Many Jews believe that the soul remained near the body for 3 days after death in the hope of returning to it. If this idea was in the minds of the people in this passage, They obviously thought all hope was gone, that Lazarus was irrevocably dead. But Jesus says more here than he gives resurrection and life. Such is identified with him that his nature makes